When students head back to school, most kids walk or ride the bus. But for some special education students whose families live in Illinois, school is a residential facility or boarding school in another state. Our education reporter Dusty Rhodes has more.
How many kids are we talking about? I asked Melissa Taylor, past president of the Statewide Alliance for Special Ed Administrators, to take her best guess.
Okay, so I'm thinking that probably like this, the wealthier suburban schools probably do more than I think they do. So let's say 200.
It's over 400.
Really? Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Usually these placements are the last resort after the school and the family have tried all other options like therapeutic day schools and residential facilities in Illinois. And special ed providers here say we don't have enough. But that's just one of the reasons kids end up going out of state.
We try to put anything and everything we can in place to avoid that happening.
This is another special ed director in a central Illinois district. She asked not to be named to protect the privacy of the student she had to send to a school in Missouri.
I never want to take a child out of their home. But when a student has two people with them all day at school and we still can't keep them safe because they left eighth grade one size and came back as a freshman, you know, 6 inches taller and 80 pounds heavier, but yet their ability to be verbal about what they're upset about, their ability to control their emotions, their ability to understand what's happening to their body, all of those kinds of things are still the same, but we can't handle those with a much larger child.
However, she says not all outplacements are based on school safety. Sometimes they're requested by parents.
My child has a special need, they have rights, and you owe me. And there's a real tendency to go, listen, you're going to give me what I want, or I'm calling my attorney.
This special ed director says the benefits of a residential placement have to be weighed against the negative effects of leaving home.
What do you truly feel like they cannot be provided in public school that they have to go to a horse ranch to get in Wyoming? I don't know. I'm making that up.
Well, actually, Illinois does send 8 students to a horse ranch in Montana and close to 100 students to a variety of boarding schools in Utah and about 24 to a school near Lake of the Ozarks where treatment includes pairing each student with a purebred golden retriever. Who pays for these schools? We all do. For tuition, the home district kicks in their own school's per capita cost times 2, and the state of Illinois covers the rest. Room and board is paid with federal funds. Now, that's if the student's home district agrees it's an appropriate placement. But if the family can afford to pay up front, they can place their child in a private school of their own choice, get their home district to approve it retroactively, and then collect reimbursement. It's called unilateral placement, and Tom Tebbe has seen a lot of it. He's director of the Illinois Association of School Social Workers and used to work at one of the state's wealthiest suburban schools.
They're trying to get every possible advantage for their student that they can. And I think other families would do the same if they had the means to do that. Wealth is, what, a great unequalizer.
Illinois spent close to $6 million for out-of-state tuition in the 2017-18 school year. Records obtained through the Freedom of Information Act show that 22% of that was paid on behalf of the wealthiest districts. Jennifer Smith, an attorney who has been representing school districts in these cases for 16 years, told me that many families make such requests after their child has experienced a mental health crisis, and medical professionals recommend a residential placement to ensure the student's safety. But when it comes to kids, it can be hard to know what the safest choice really is. That Central Illinois administrator who sent a student to Missouri to a school called Great Circle later filed a complaint saying the student was physically abused there. The family withdrew him from the school.
So when you're sending a nonverbal student to a residential facility where you cannot lay your eyes on them every day, it's a very scary thing to do.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Dusty Rhodes.